yourself, because it's not Mahmasa. Shout out to Mr. Yeshua. In other words, the Shach says that the Marik's din doesn't apply to this case. In other words, the Bach applied the Marik's from this to this case. And he distinguishes between the Marik's case and this case. But then he mentions the Mashal, and the Mashal agrees with the Bach. The Mashal agrees with the Bach. But the question is, I mean, after all, the Shach's fight seems to be a reasonable time. In other words, the fact that the Chevra El Chevra Yavuk in the Bokru is a raya that there is no Bok faction. So if the behemoth had to become more self, because of the fracture, so we say, Chevra El Chevra Yavuk in the Bokru, there is no more faction. If that particular Eva had to become more self because of Abraham Dogu, so we can say, there is no Abraham Dogu now. This is completely incorporated and integrated in the system in the system. So it's not an Ivandu. But here, the Abolish Maimon doesn't answer it because of the fracture per se. The Abolish Maimon answers it because that might be a possible symptom of the commissary. So what if the fracture was healed? But, so the Mashal says, as to that, in other words, why do we say, why are we Chishish? Maybe the Reye was perforated. Why? Because since we see that the wing was fractured in that vicinity, so there is something wrong in that area. So the Mele, that's the Reye, say we are Chishish, maybe there is something the matter with the Reye as well. But if we saw that the fracture, which was quite a fracture, is a very serious bruise, and if we saw that the fracture was healed completely, and nothing changed in the whole area, because we see that the ribs are intact. I mean, there is nothing on the ribs, no adhesion on the ribs, nothing. So in Mele, we can take it for granted that there is nothing wrong with the whole area in the top. Because if there had been something the matter, so it would have affected the tzalis. After all, this recovery of the fracture, and did not affect the tzalis. So that means that everything is normal then. Because if there had been some pathological situation in that area, then the healing of the fracture would have affected the appearance of the soils. And since the healing of the fracture did not change the appearance of the soils, so that shows that there is no pathological condition in that area. If there is no pathological condition in that area, why should the Bechinshin declare it? This is what the Mashal says. But the Shach says, Ve'ine'ilu elu dibri nivyes, v'yokim. V'yulai gam hu'ei b'kei yidim v'marik, k'mo yishayim nishom t'ulas v'mayim. U'mikol mokeim, efshal yitzad yidu l'hokeim, v'yulu b'lav ochem, v'vaposki machshirim v'nishba. So in other words, maybe we can be made like the Bach. Why can we make a Bach? Because many of the Shainim, Achilikam the Chite of the Agui Ismail. So I mean, the Mechabe Ardoni is not in the Cheshire of the Chite. But if all the Shainim had agreed with the Chite of the Agui Ismail, then we couldn't be made ill on the basis of the fact that the fracture was healed. This is what the Shach says. Now, the Rosh Hashulchan mentions here, I don't have a place in place here, but the Rosh Hashulchan cites the crazy place here. And he says, now, the Shach mentions the din regarding the Tzumas Hagidim, that if there was a fracture in the area of the Tzumas Hagidim, so even though that fracture was healed, Shevel Shevayadu in the Boko, the baby is still there. Why? Because there we ask the behemoth, not because of the fracture of the bone per se, but since there was a fracture in the bone in the area of the Tzumas Hagidim, so it's a reyese, and it's established as the maybe the Tzumas Hagidim itself are mikulku, are deteriorated. So the fact that the fracture was healed doesn't dispose of that possibility, you see, does not negate this possibility that the Tzumas Hagidim were deteriorated, were destroyed. So here too, since the Agui Ismail Mishite is not based upon the Treifes Mitzad Atzmo, but because of Echshosher, of his symptom, maybe this is symptomatic of Mikum Esareye, so the healing of the fracture should not negate that possibility. Just as of Gabi Tzumzaki. So he says, now he quotes the Roshan of the Kaisu place. Our Beme is the Roha Shulpa. He says, Alopadai Da'atam Hu, Di'ilu, V'chanam Ekein, Di'ilu Hoyu Asher V'chozot, Kol Kach, Ad Shenik V'or Eye, Lo Yoyu Misrapiyon. I thought that he mentions the washing of the crazy place. He doesn't mention washing of the crazy place. But this is what the crazy place says. I mean, it's similar to what the Mashal says, but he expresses it in simpler terms. The crazy place says why do we say, why does our Goyis Mayim say that if the Shever was Somach Liguf within the Rechef of Nagudu, so then it is also Dineki Shomut. Why? So the same reason that by Shomut we are Chesh Shonik Vareye, because Shomut is an abnormal situation. I mean, Shomut itself is an abnormal situation. So Mele, we say, since the bone, the wing, was slipped from its socket in the groove, so in other words, this abnormal situation might bring about a Nikubis Areya. Because what is Nikubis Areya? What does a Nekev? A Nekev originates in a deterioration of the Reya. Why do certain Reyes become perforated? Why? Because the tissue becomes deteriorated. If the decay sets in the tissue of the Reya, so then the Nikubim are formed. So Mele, so the reason as to why by Shmuto, if the Agaf was Nishma, we are Cheshish. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah Marav, that Shmuto is Agaf, so we are Cheshish for Nikubis Areya. Why? Because Shmuto is Agaf is a pathological condition. Shmuto is Agaf. Mele, it might cause Nikubis Areya. Because that in itself is a pathological and abnormal condition. So the same thing is true of Nishba Somach Liguf. Nishba Somach Liguf also represents a pathological, abnormal condition in the whole area. And the lung is in that area. But the Bach says, if this fracture, Somach Liguf, healed so quickly, so that's a raya, that this nishbar is not the pathological condition. Because had it been a pathological condition, so then it wouldn't have healed so quickly by itself. The fact that it healed so quickly by itself shows that the nishmat, I mean, that the break was not a very thorough break. It was a superficial break. Because if it had been, you know, there are all kinds of breaks. There are all kinds of break. So the fact that it healed quickly by itself, Sheva or Sheva Yarim in the Boko, is a raya that the break was a superficial break. So maybe it's not like Nishma. So maybe we don't have to be Chayishish. This is what the crazy place. Anyway, the Hashulchan paskens like the Bach. And especially the Shach himself says that we can pass like the Bach. But he says we can pass like the Bach because most Rishonim do not agree with the Shita of the Hagoyis Maimon altogether. But otherwise, he wouldn't agree with the Bach. But the Orach HaShulchan says, I mean, that even if all the Rishonim had agreed with the Shita of the Hagoyis Maimon, so he still could rely on the Shita of the Bach, because the Shita of the Bach is very stubborn, and the Mashal agrees with it. And he has the Marik, true, that the Shach says that the Marik's Tlomdes doesn't apply to this case. But, so most poskim are making like the Bach. In other words, that if it's Nishbar Somoch Leguf,
And then when that fracture itself healed, Shevel, Shevel, Yadav, the Boko, so then, even according to Ramo, so then off is moved. Alright, now. Simon and Dalit. Now, we learned the Gemara on Slois. Nishtabru Slois, Seo Trelipu. Vihu she Nishtabru. Now, the Gemara is... Dap Nun Veis. We went over the whole Gemara. No, Nishtabu Reif Shal Yisrael, Tum Rabom, Dach Nun Beis Om Dau. Eilu Eilu Reif Shloi, Sheish Mikan Ve Sheish Mikan, Ve Achases Re Mikan, Ve Achases Re Mikan. Omar Zire, U Mech Zion Kela Pishet. So only when it's Nishtabu Reif Shal Yisrael, would that is Kela Pishet. Rubino Shei Nishbores Eisen Yudvei Shlois, Mech Zion Kela Pishet. Lefi Shom Chiyusok. ולוי מחציו צד החוזה. צד החוזה. אומר רבי ברחונה, אומר רבי יחנן, ובצלו יזדילי שיש בו מייח. Only those ribs that have mouth. אומר רולה בן זקאי מייח, נקחו בריב צדכות. נקחו בריב צדכות. Because we have אחד עשרה מכאן ואחד עשרה מכאן. All together they are 22. So we have 11 on each side. So what would be the rov tzlois, rov ribs? On one side, 6. Because on each side you only have 11. So 6 is rov of the ribs on one side. So Ben Zakkai says, if the ribs were dislocated, dislodged, then the ribs are the echo dislocated. Even if 6 ribs were dislodged, so it's already traded. Not dafke 11, but if it's nishtavu, so then it's traded only if 11, the ribs stays not. Because in both studies you have 22. So, Mimele, so you have, I mean 12, I mean I'm sorry, but if it's Nishtabro, so only if 12 ribs, because altogether there are 22 ribs, so Rib Shneitz Dodim would be 12. In other words, that Nekro, according to Ben Zakkai, so the status of Nekro Atzlois is more stringent than the status of Nishtabratzlois. By Nishtabratzlois, who require that there should be a fracture of 12 ribs. But by Nekroatzlois, so only a Nekro of 6 ribs. This is what the Zakkai says. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Bei Nekro, Bei Nishtabro, Bereif Shnei Zonik. Omar, and we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. That Beinekro, Beinishtabro, only if 12 ribs are fractured, it's traded. But if it's less than 12 ribs, it's not traded. Omar, Nekro tzel, abechuli imot reif. Suppose a rib was dislodged together with the vertebra, so it's traded. Omar le Rav Kana Rabasi, we went over this Gemara. Omar Rav Kana Rabasi le Rav, Nefer Tzalo Mikam, Tzalo Mikam, Yichol Mikayem Esmau, Omar Lu Gister Kam Vite. So we saw that Rashi says, Gister Kam Vite, if not only would it be Treifo, it would be Nevei. But we saw that the other Rishayim Machiri Kadem. So the Eski can that Rishayim. So we said that the other Rishayim hold that even though the Gemara uses the same washing history, the Gemara uses the Chofal of Yechum history. And over there it means it's Nevele, Mechai. But here, Gistere means Kotteson. What is the difference between the Gistere over there and the Gistere here? The Gistere over there has reference to a case where a person chopped off the head of a behemoth. So naturally it's the Nevela. It's the Nevela. But here Gistere means, I mean, of course it's Trefor. That's what it means. Not that it's the Nevela. That's why neither the two, no one mentions that it's Nele. Because they are Chilik and Rashi. But Rashi says, Omalu Gister Kamle. So the Gemara says, for Rav Name Gister Koma, Ki Koma Rav Tzela Beloichul. So when did Rav say, Nekra Tzela, Vichuli Motrefo, that is, Tzela Beloichuli, but Tzela Beloichuli Koma. So Gemara says, Tzela Bechotzichul. So in other words, so the halacha is when Rav said Nekro Tzela V'chuli Yima Trefo, he doesn't mean Nekro Tzela and the whole chuli, but half of the chuli. So it's like, all right, this is the Gemara. Nishtavu Tzoyisel Trefo V'hu Shenishtavu Ruba Keter Habeimo Yesh Leichov Beis Lois Deleis She yeish bohem, meyach, yudalef mikam, yudalef mikam. Bichol achas, on each side there is 11, altogether 22. Bichol achas, kuo bichol yeshobo, in the vertical part. Ulimata mehem, yeish lo oitz lo yistatis. Sheim bo meyach. Ulachas, sheyich lo koatz lo yis, yeish chulie, sheim tzlo yis, tko yis bohem. Mishbo rubon shel chobbeis agdeleis. Bein vov mitzad zeh, vishisho mitzad zeh. או יודלף מצד זה ויחוד מצד השם יתראים. So, במה דבר ממורים שנשתברו מחצינו למיילו כלפי השטר? Because this is what we want to say. ומחציון כלפי שטר. מחצי כלפי שטר. Not כלפי החוזי. So, במה דבר ממורים שנשתברו מחצינו למיילו כלפי השטר? אבל נשתברו רובון. אוי שנשתברו רובון. מחציון כלפי מטה כשם ואם נקחו מן החוליה והחוליה קיימס הווה כאילו נשתברו נשתברו צלוי סקטן אישיים במייח כשם זה זה גמור וגמור זה אומר רבי יחנו וצלוי סדיו אישייש במייח זה תהב מר ותנת זה צלוי סטן אישי זה תהב נורמר נקר צלע ויחוץ יכול ללמוד את רב סלוחה. So it's also true. Because of הרשבו, דווקא מעצלו יזק דלס. אבל הקטן אישי ומייח, אבל נקר צלע ויחוץ יכול יקשירו. ועדיין יובי אורו זה הולך לזה. I think that when we learned the Gemara, we went over this מחלקת השני. You see, the Gemara says in so many words, in regard to the halacha of nishtabru in atzlois. So in other words, 11. In other words, if you have 12. So if you have, if 12 ribs were fractured, so what kind of a rib can be mitzuret? That to make the behemoth train for only a rib, a tzela that has marrow, has meyach. But a tzela that has no marrow, not. But then Rav mentions another halach, that nekho tzela v'chuli yimo yimuchot z'chuli, yistreifo. Yichot z'chuli yistreifo. So, does this limitation apply to Rav's din also, or it doesn't? So that's the machlokes. Because of the Rashbo, the davke matzlois agdilis, avo aktane sheim b'meyach, afilu nekar tzela v'chot z'chul yekshel, v'adin yovi yorosh zal, v'chil yuzi. In other words, the Rosh holds, so, the Rosh holds, that this distinction between a Zella that has Meach, doesn't have Meach, applies only to Nishtabu, where the Behemah has to be betrayed for on the basis of the fracture of the sloids. When there is no dislocation of the vertebra in any way. So then, if it is based upon the fracture of the sloids, so only the fracture of sloids that have Meach. Mashenke, where the treife is based upon the dislocation and the dislodging of the tzela and the vertebra together, even though it's chotzecholye, so it doesn't make any difference. Since it is combined with the akire of the chotzecholye, so even though the tzela that is dislocated together with the chotzecholye has no meyach, it's also נקרו חוליה אחס כולו ואפילו מאיסום מאיסום שאין בהם צלוי ססום. Alright, now סימנון דאות הבאים או יש לו חובי צלוי סדלס שיש בהם מייח ידעות מכאן וידעות מכאן וכל אחס כולו בחוליה שלו in the vertebra. Ulemato mehen yeshet shlo yistane yishen ba meya. Ulacha shekolu klat shlo yis yishchul yishen shlo yis bukoy zbe. Tkoy zbe. Nish bro huben shal chok beis adeleis. 12 ribs. Michetzen umayot va pe ashetre. Bein shisho mitzad ze ve shisho mitzad ze. It doesn't make any difference. How the 12 ribs consist of, whether they consist of 6 on each side, so together 12, or 11, all the 11 on one side, and just one on the other side is fractured. In either way, either case, now as long as 12 ribs are fractured, 12 ribs are fractured, mechetzen or mailot rabbi Hashem, so it's straight. או ידע בצד זה והחוצה השני טריפה ואם נקרו מהחוליה והחוליה קיימס הווה כאילו נשתב in other words, he doesn't pass like בן זכאי he passed, both of them passed like the vehicle in other words, that נקרו is not more stringent the status of נקרו is not more stringent than the status of נשתב אם נשתב אותו יש הקטן השם במי עכשיו נקע בעצמו יש די להיסצלע וחוצי החוליה אימו טריב טריב ודווקא נקו אבל היא נראה כך חסי או קושי now so first of all the מחבר passes like the רשב not like the ראש and then der Amor adds a din, vidat ke nekro, avo imira ka chasei ro kosha, now this is a big chiddush. Now, we had, that we learned, Simen Nun, turn to Simen Nun. We went over Simen Nun before, we went over the Simon Mandrei. Simen Nun, Siv Beis, the Mechaba says, Koleiva Shomar, שהמיקה במשהו טריפו, כך המית על כולו טריפו, בין שנית על בחילי וביד, בין שנברו חוסר, וחילי נברו בשני דבורים, מאיזה איבה טריפו, שכל היסק נותנו, חוץ מצחות שנית על כושר, ומיקה מסומכי, לפיקסאי, טריפו. וכל שאמר לבי, אם ניברו חוסר טריפו, כל שכניתו ביד. וכל שאמר לבי, אם ניטל טריפו, ניטל means for human intervention, a doctor. Cut it out, remove it. הוא הדין לניברו חוסר. הוא שיטי זה דד הסדרה שבשיטי. ויש מכשירים לזה. So if there is a, if the halacha says that, if the halacha says that Nital is straightforward, so there is a machleket between the Rashba and the Rambam. So the Rashba says that if the Aloch is, the Aloch Mishbisina declares that is certain entirely straightforward. So Mimela, in tips of facto, implies that the Chasero is also faithful. And the Rambam is chiluk. And the Rambam says, why did the Aloch L'Mesh Sinai have to spell out certain makes that Nital is straightforward, certain makes Chasero is straightforward? After all, we have 8 categories. So one category is Nital, and the other category is Chasero. They chose, the Rambam says, that there is no connection. There is no connection. In other words, in order that a certain chisone should be matched the behemoth, so then the Mishnah, the price, the Gemore has to spell out that if it's chaseiro, that a very straightforward. But suppose the Mishnah says nital, something is straightforward. So it does not mean that chaseiro mean the sense that it was born without it. Now, what does the Mishnah say? Nito a comet. Nito a comet is straight. If the comet was removed completely. So according to the Rashba, suppose that the Hema is born without the comet. So it's also straight. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah only says Nito a comet is straight. If the Mishnah had said, Chasiras a comet straight for, so then it would be Kalchema of logic. The Tiv Chasero. That means a behemoth that is born without the comet is straightforward. If it was born with the comet, and then a doctor got out the comet, it's certainly straightforward. But the Mishnah says, Nitala comet straightforward. So the male Nitala comet straightforward. But Chasiras HaKomet is not straightforward. According to Rashba, Chasiras HaKomet is also straightforward. Alright. So there is 2 days in Simenu. So the Ramo says, we have said, Ube Yishlis Mahamash. Now, here we say, Neka me'atzloi is daily, Sela v'chotze chul yeyimo is trayim. So if it was removed, so then it is trayim. Then he says, V'daf genekro, Abo v'mira kachaseiro kosha. If it was born with a certain lips, missing, it was born that way. So it should be told in Machleket between the Rashba and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it should be kosher. Because the Mishnah only says, the Mishnah only mentions that Nekro Atzlois. But the Mishnah does not say that a behemoth that is born Chasero Atzlois, Chasero certain stories, he is traitor. It's according to the Rambam, we understand. But according to the Rashba, so anything that Nital is traitor, so Chasero is also traitor. So it should apply to Tzloyes also. Vidavke Nekro, Avlir ke Chasero Kshero. And the Ramor in Simenun, so even more Kim Hepset Merube, he passed this, like the Rambam. So he's So here he doesn't mention Hefset Merube. That's the kasha that everybody has. Now, without Genekro, I'll be like a Hasir or Kosher. ויכו הדין אם יסירו חול יחס, אפילו עם בי סלויז, כן שנמצו עם בי סלויז דיילי שהיא במח כושר, וכן אם נמצו בצד אחר, תסבוב סלויז ובצד אחר כתגונה. So that naturally, where you see, so that he says, once he mentions this din, that Chasero, if a behemoth was born with a certain rib missing, so it's Chasero, so the next step is, if it was born with an additional rib, so it's also kshero because kol yesa kenotu dame. So, but the question is, this aloche of ira kachasei or why is it kosher? Now, see, I mean the Taz and the Shah, the board is called. Vidavke Neko. Zehu Das, Trumas Adeshen, Simen Kufay Zay. Vitaymi Vose, the high treifes, the chseires, the chseires, svoyes, the chulies, the kasle, elokashol, the chulie, the nisako. With the Maisale, in Shom, with the Pnawe, the Sirel, the Sviro, the Tumas Mez, the Eyal, the Kaimu, and Shetre, the Mitam, the Eyal. The Chol, the Chos, the Shul, חוליה אחס מהשטר אין מטעם הבאייר והמשמוע בכן את רייבה שהבאי מו סינס בסיר סו בסיר הול לגבי תומסייה in other words, only a שטר שלמו is מטעם הבאייר but a deficient שטר, שטר חסרו is not מטעם הבאייר so suppose one חוליה, one vertebra was taken out So, and all the other vertebra remain, so it's not mitam beir. V'amashmur v'chim v'treim, sh'abeim onitrivo v'chason chul yachas. Because the fact that it's not mitam beir indicates that this shetr, if one vertebra is missing, so it's already a deficient shetr. It's a deficient spine. So melee, if it's a deficient spine, it's a major marking. So melee, v'heime becomes treim. Becomes treim. ועושם גביתום המייר שאויר לחול יבינחסה דין זה נראה כלל שאם אירודום של ניברו רק ביצעין חול יז שלו יתתמי שתרוסם בעיר אם לא ינחסה מנקו אלא פעד על העיר אלא כשאויר שום מי על חול יז ונחסה I mean, he's taking something from my tet and then he proves from it, I mean, how does he know? Maybe in the Hanami, but he takes it for granted. So melee proof, he takes it for granted that Megabi Tuma Seyel, so it's not mistaber that according to Bisirel, if a person will be born with one rib less than every other person. So then when that person will die, so his shetre, his spine will not be mitamdeh. Maybe in Achanan. Maybe in Achanan. Alright. So he said, so he takes it for granted. Why does he take it for granted? Because as far as Tumas Seyel is concerned, so there, it's not a question of being able to live or not being able to live, whether the functioning of the person is a proper functioning or it's not a proper functioning. There the question is it an Shetra Shlomo, is it a full spine, or it's a deficient spine? So Mele, when can we say it's a deficient spine if he was born, let's say, with 18 ribs, and then one rib was cut out, so then it's a deficient spine. Then when he dies, so the spine is a deficient spine. But if he was born with 17 ribs, so then it could not be considered as a deficient spine. So there it's mistaber because there, whether it's a major marker, whether a person could live the normal span of life and in good health or not, is not important. So mainly, there it's a question whether it's a deficient spine or not. So if he was born that way, it's certainly not a deficient spine. And since the Gemara equates treifes with the Shaila, the Gabit to Messiah, so the Mele, he says, here's the same. Valzel Mashmuel, the Chimitrei, Wadin Yakir, we might have Nekom Rioso, Avalu Bechasir Mitrilat Rioso, Vihoch and Muchach, with the Ramba, the Sphere Lake Kol Shom, Unital Freifer, in Libre is Chosa Kshel, Atka, the Hikshom, with the Akemesha, Dolarash Bo Sphere Lake Kol Mokam Shinital Freifer, Afi Libra, Chosa Freifer, So the Akimeisha is that Kashi. So the, according to the Rashbo, so wherever Nital is treifor, so it's a klal, Choser is also treifor, and Nitalat Slois, Nitalachulies, so it's treifor. So Mele, Chaseiro Atslois, Chaseiro Achulies, born that way, should also be treifor. מושכל סימנם, אם גנתים על מס יוסף שבו סגלילו כרשבו וכאן כוסף כתרום שדה של מהטיה בניברו חוסה ודבור אוף סיסרים זה זה ולא ירגיש והקים כוסף והקימי ש או ודבור אוף סיסרים זה זה ולא ירגיש So in other words, he says the Ramor himself was not Margish, he says that himself. He himself in Darkim Eishe is Masik and Bes Yosef, as to why he mentions the Deen, when that should be told Machlekes Rashbo, and the Rashbo and the Rambam. And so here, so he mentions this Deen, Vidavke Neklav Nechaseo Kosher. So the Ramo himself mentioned it. So this is. Udvav Sizla Zevlo Yirish, Vahakim Kosa Darkim Eishe, Vahashbo Yeish, Mitzad Acher Eta, Biyesa. The Haine, Shesfir Li Hod Omro Kol Yesa Kenot Adome, Haine Ki Nimit Al HaYesa Bilva Bil Kim Chibori. All right, so that's the Shibes HaRashbo. But in other words, the Thomas Adeshe mentions two Alohes, one in regard to a behemoth that is born with one rib missing, or what, with one rib missing, or I mean, one rib missing, and one rib missing, with ribs missing, I mean, with ribs missing, and then he had 11 other ribs that were cut out. But one rib, he was born with it, one rib missing. So, and then he also mentions in regard to Yisaris, if there's additional ribs. So he says, so then the documentation says that as far as Yesar is concerned, so there is another basis for Heter. La Rashbo Yish Mitzad Achar Heter B'Yesar. The Haim is a sphere where Hodo Omu Kol Yesar Kenot Odome. Haim Yotel Nitla Yesar Vuvad Mekim Chibor. In other words, that is the Shita of the Rashbo, not the Shita of Rashi, that Kol Yesar Kenot Odome means, that means that any, if it has an additional labor, so it's considered as if it had been deficient in the labor. כמישי קוסה בסיוסף, ולפיזור איזו כושר, לא ינחס החולי, לא ינחס החולי, ואף אגב לא יקיים לו כיסה הפירוש, אלא קיים לו כנונית על גם זה שהוא רואה מביאיס, ואף הוא לחוסר, מקום מקום כושר ונמצא יסר מיסבויס, ויתחסכו יס, כוסה אף תוליל, ויקיים לו כרמבם, וחוסר אין מכנית, ואף אגב בסיוסף נמח מכרשבו, מקום מוקי, לרשבו מותה מתמחר של זכרתם, אם כן כל העומד, שורו בכל דין, עד כמה שם, ובמסיעה שבדיים דיבר בסיוסף, תוהילו הסביר לי כרשבו בפירוש כי עסק אינות אותו כמו ידי מוכח, מפסק דיבור סממן גימו, so what kind of explanation is it? But the בסיוסף doesn't pass like the רשבו, and he passes like Rashi and the Rambam, the כל עסק אינות אותו means not that the additional labor we consider as if the additional labor had been taken out, but we consider as if so many volume had been taken out that as if the behemoth had already been deficient in it. So melee, so how can we explain this deen that if it has a Yisaris seller, so Yisaris lois, so it's shame. When you see Ashi, I tell you, Monsieur said, when you see Ashi, you feel she has not told me, when you have to do it in Gimu, ויש תחומים, אפילו בצד האור, ואיך יפסיקם לו, ומחשר ויש תחומים, אפילו בצד האור, ואיך יפסיקם לו קורא, כי רמב״ם נמצאו כדי לחוסר, ועץ פוסק רשבו ונמצאו כדי לחוסר. ומיר יחום מזה על הרך כאן בין מי שפסק זה. ולפי אני הזדהיתי, so the question is, how does the, how do we pass that חסר, I mean the בס יוסף and the רמור, how do they pass it? That chaser atzela, so it's kshero, and he sayer atzela is kshero. But since that should be told in machlekes the Rashbo and the Rambam, and is the Bes Yosef paskins like the Rashbo, and the Ramo also, the mokim shinefs and the rubi paskins like the Rashbo. So mele, wherever the Mishnah says, the Halacha says that nital is treifo, so chaser should also be treifo. Here the Gemara says that nitva tzloi. Nitma Achuyes is straightforward. So Mele, if the baby is born that way, Chasei or the Tzlois, Chasei or Yesa the Tzlois, so it also be straightforward because Kol Yesa cannot be done. Ufiyani is lighted in Kaas Cholas Kushi. Vika Taimish of Tumis Adeshen and Mashikos of Tfilo, Tzasvor and Irlai, Ma'udi Tume, Dikane and Chash, Rak Behoyo Levinechza, Elashahakim, Nehivi Yichochem, Diva Rambam, Dikhosa Kosh. והמי שום בסיף התשובה יראה שיש לי להוביה להושיב בעלי חוכם מרמה אלו שחיזיק עצמי בקרח התבורה שזוך התחילו נמצא ששעת לפוסק בסוסק ליתר קם בחוסר ויסע מצאויס מצאויס בבריאו מתעצבורס תחומס הדשן גם מושל התעמוד מרקי שאומר בודל לו שנקרו דימש מדווקה שהויו בנקרו וכוס אפשר בתחומס הדשן שהקיר אונגולי שהרבי פעום ממוצו סלע יתאירו בכל צד לא יתפל איסר So the experts told the Thomas Adeshen that many times we find cattle that have additional ribs and they pay the pay on tafti. Rak mitbaz miodom ninoi milechim tzela hayeseh. Mipi kikrivo yi lechile vakvoro. So right, so the other reason. Ad kam rishim. All right. Now, so what's the pshat? Now, Doro Hashulchan says that that this start is very obscure. And after all, he has a good kasha. There is a good kasha. And then he says, Ein kan aschoat kushi. Yikab tal bishot kumas adeshen, umash kosav trilu nusas more and more lay, mahu tume dikam in shad, rad vihoyo levine asa, elo shahakim vihochem diva ramba. So in other words, that was a sniff, an additional sniff. In other words, Not that the Thomas Adeshen mentioned the Shittat Rambam, so he meant that it's contingent upon the Machlokes, the Rashbam and the Rambam. Because Thomas Adeshen mentioned the Raya from Tumaseya. So the main Raya, the main reason for the Thomas Adeshen's din is because the Gemara equates the Silel's din in connection with Tumaseya, who is Tarfes of the Hebrew. So since we still say that a human being, if a human being is deficient in one, or if a human being is deficient in one chuli, so if one chuli, one vertebra was taken out from the spine of a human being, So that human being, when he dies, so that spine is not mitam ve'eyal, not mitam ve'eyal. So mainly it follows that if one vertebra was completely removed from a behemoth spine, so he takes it for granted that. So when we say that if one chuli is missing, so it's not becoming to say only if it was persisted and it was removed, was cut out, but if it was born with it, not without an eye, and then it is missing the next. Why should we take it for granted? But there is a very good thought, because as far as Tumas Seya is concerned, as I said before, does it matter whether there is a pathological condition against disease in the spine mass? Tumas Seya has nothing to do with pathological condition. Tumas Seya has to do with the necessary place. So in other words, only complete spine and any vertebra was removed. So the chesra is not complete. So that's the machlokes between the Shammai and the Rishonim, as to whether the removal of two vertebrae, I mean, made it into a deficient chesra, or the removal of one vertebra makes it into a deficient chesra. But there, whether it's a pathological condition, whether it's a serious disease, not a serious disease, major market, minor market, is of no significance. The question is it a deficient spine or it's not a deficient spine? So maybe to start that, when can it be considered a deficient spine if the human being was born with all the vertebrae, and then it was removed. But if he was born with one vertebra missing, so then it is not staat in de Efeziërs 2. Van de meer en tien die de mooie 2000 van de heden. We zeggen, zo is de rijde, dat we got the gospel, wat we hebben gezegd. Zo, de pshat in de taal is probably, I think this is what the taal meant. You see, all the other places, so they are not treated anymore because of that season itself. Because of that season itself. Makeike, the princess of Necrohuliaha, Kulo. Necrohuliaha, Kulo. So that is marked with the emo, not because this Julia is not like if one lobe of the lobe was cut out, was removed, or if the Julia was born with one lobe missing. So it's crazy. So they are crazy because of the resolve of that lobe. But even here, Necho Juliaha's Kulo, after Mason came on flying places. So Gimora says, because just, Gimora uses that from the Gila. Just as the Gila says, that if human fight, if one Huli was cut out, some name that become the Eel, so if one Huli, maybe his name was cut out, was removed, so it's crazy. So, as far as human real is concerned, so it's not based upon the fact that one Huli is missing. They is based upon the character of the Spaniards entirely, the Catholics entirely. The Melech, why is it not become there? Because if one Huli was removed from the human spine, that means that the spine of the unit is a deficient spine. That's why it's not become there. Because there is not a Huli that is become there. The spine in its entirety of the unit is Tisanadeya. And why do you say one Huye was removed? So it's not Tisanadeya, because the spine of the unit in its entirety is a deficient spine. So it means the more great part of the Huye with Tisanadeya, so it's a Rayan Mukhaka. That the reason is why it's crazy is not because one vertebrae was removed. When a lobe of the lobe is removed, then it's crazy because a lobe of the lobe is missing. Here, it's crazy for the same reason that the spine is not somewhere. Why is the spine not somewhere in a human being? Because it's in a different spine. So here, the behavior is crazy because the behavior spine is in a different spine. The behavior spine is in a spine. From the male egg. So the melee, when can we say that the behemoth spine is a deficient spine? That is only if it was born with a complete spine. And then the Huye was removed, so the behemoth spine is a spine. But if the behemoth was born that way, so then we don't say it's a deficient spine. It's a complete spine, but that's the spine that is the end. I think that's the shot. I'm sure that this is the shot. All right. So it makes good sense. So that means that the traces of Huye is not grounded in the fact that this Huye is missing, but it's grounded in the fact that the spine of the unit is in a different spine. And the halacha is, a deficient spine in a behavior is marked with it. Right. So the male is even according to the right. Where does the right to say that wherever the Allah can declare that Nital is prayed for, so the male Hatil is also prayed for, only when the Nital is prayed for because of the Nital of that specific area. But Nital is prayed for not because of that specific area, because the spine in its entirety is in the deficient spine. from the mainland only when it heats out. But when it's born that way, the human argument would be made that this is not really happy. But, Nekokoliachat, Kulachonit is in the first place. But people matter what it is, that's the Tetra thing. You need to have Tetra, you need to have Tetra, okay. Now what is the right time? Can I go on? Now, we learned all the Gemara, and it was all the Gemara. I don't think that, we omitted a single Gemara. I mean that it was the domain that we did that. Nidras Mechayovei Hadeir V'loi Kol Chayovei Yishtovim Yishtovim Alo Myris Myrisu. In other words, we the biggest Beirei Sefnari with the Gemara name Kesa Ho'ari Yishtovim Yishtovim Afilu Dishir Agos U Gechayo Afilu Zeyru Tebefai. So in other words, an Ari can get venom, poison, by clawing even the biggest cat. And Chayotero also, even the biggest Chayotero. As we say, the Chayot. The Yisori Chayma, the Jesus mentioned that it's an Ari claw, daily, and all, that is right. Hadei, Eilin Dris of Ibn Makato, ואפילו בקטנו שבקטנו, כדי שהגורים והגורים הרעים, הבורים שלו התחיל שבידה, יש לגמרי מורה את זה. זו איזהי, איזהי, כנבידי ראי, כנבידי ראי, כנבידי ראי, כדי לכבוס עם הדבר, ולכבוס עם הדבר. Now, but, so, but there are other animals who can be there, but not they will be that, but only some of them that. That is also Lumio Vichua. Anyone who reads of his study, actually, I will use when he reads of his journey slow, that some of them that. Because of the collection. Now, so we have three types of Deir. We have the Deir, the biggest Deir, the Navi. The Navi can be mastered when Deir is any Deir. Even the Deir is getting up. The biggest wolf is a lion with Deir, the largest wolf in the world, so we will be safe. Then we have a Deir cannot be Deir. Now we have to be Deir. Gatay, if it's coming to the Gatay, cash, so it's not a Gatay. But a day can be day that it is Gatay, even day with it is Gatay. And then we have the Chosu, the cash, the Chuo. So day can be day that it is only coming to the Gatay. Join with God. But not daily Shabbat. Hungay weasel, anywhere in the least of the name of cloud, even less, because it's in a smaller, a lesser, greater potential than the hostel, a weasel. Because the hostel has a greater potential in the joint of life. A hungay weasel, anywhere in the least of the name of cloud. A few of the joyous boys, the joyous heavy, a greater thing. A volume for the peace of the hollow is. In the day of the day, the keller is in the club. The keller is a good animal. I mean, you cannot be there any law. A few of the אלו כמי שקייפיין, שאיזור הדנוקה, בבחינו, עד לחולו, חייתי שאולי כדרך שחייתי שאולי, לקייפ שניקה בכל זאת. בכל זאת. בכל זאת חי, חוץ מאילו, סוף. So in other words, so you mentioned, so far you mentioned Aviv and Zayn, Echotu, Echuo, Echol. What about other high sailors? Is there a leopard, a tiger? What about these tigers? So the Aviv, the ship is a rifle, and the ship is a rope. And the sheet of the other one. Now the two make the sheet of and you make the sheet of the right. The sheet of the other one and two that you make now. There are more mentions the sheet of the other one also. There are more. In other words, the sheet of the other one is that coaching is in from the Mayo. Any animal that is bigger and larger than the wolf has the same greater potential as the life. That's the sheet of the other one. That's the biggest one. So the two girls which is made. But that's the sheet of the other one, that any animal that is larger than the wolf, has the same greater potential as the life. Now, in other words, has more of a greater potential than the wolf, because the wolf has no greater potential in Gato, only in Gato. But the concept of the Ruah, let's say, if you have a big animal, so it's bigger than the wolf. So in the melee, it has the same greater potential as the Ruah. But the truth doesn't make you on the way to get. So the two main things to the city of the horse, who is the biggest maker, and the city of the Rajbo, who is more machia than the horse, but not as machia as the other. So the horse so high could say that they say in the nominal area. Any high failure. Kosa Babili of your own Zao, Gail and Bruce, Abel Pisha, Big Shako, but no more Al, in the world. Even the earth. The Arashbo Kota says the city of the horse. So you can make, in other words, that means a tiger will grow in the hinder is in that way. So it's not crazy. It's in the daily. In other words, it's much more than the calling the horse, even if it will grow an oak, because he doesn't have this balance. I mean, this time. The Rajbo Kosa, but the Rajbo is Chayim, can he use more mark? Kol Chayim Meyo Shein Negaso Min Adei, Eilo Driso Bideilo, Shebidako, Bikvosi Viti, Abi Gato Kidei. So, if it is, Avoyesh Lodriso, Pistoi Mutloi, the Rajbo city, that if any animal, even if it's a higher spirit, but if it's not more gossip than a baby, so he does not have the greater potential. Or Bidei. Now what's the greater potential of Bidei? He says it can be daily. Dake is even daily in the Dake. But it cannot be daily in Gata. So any animal, any chayo, any beast that has the same degree of Gata, the same degree of Gata, and the day was not more than the day, does not have the greater potential of the day. Because the day can be daily, all that can be daily, war in the other Chayor, that the Elf Gator today was not more Gator today, so can all have a huge potential only in Ksani Sheva, in Golden Boy, but not in Zero Sheva. So, Kol Chayor is in Gator now, they didn't want to be considered to be Gator because they didn't want to be Gator today. Our nation is going to be Boy, in other words, like the host. So in other words, according to the Raisbo, any Chayor that is not more Gator than they, that is not bigger than they, so has the same basic potential as the Choso. While Choso has the basic potential in Ksani Shebedak, not Bira Shebedak. So any Chayor that is as Gator as they, but not more Gator than they, has the same basic potential as the Choso. Because they say that they have the basic potential. You will have Gator as they, Bino today, and let's say, left, is Gaffer Nadei. So there is Bino today, is Bino today, the age of Christo, Bidako, Avalon, Zero Gaffer. After Zero Kavi, Hoyso Gato, Yeisa Mahi, Harim Kavi, but suppose, the Yesh Lod, Vito Vidako Avodat, Avodata, Hoyso Gato Yesh Amari, so suppose, now, so, you know, Yim Hoyso Gato, Yina Zeyi, even though he says Gato, is like Elias, like Elias, but he does not have the potential of Elias. He's only having the potential of his age. But suppose he's more Gato than the lion, then he can decrease the potential of the lion. Who is the Gato with the man? Are you the army? He's going to be fail. He's going to be here. Now, we start discussing. Kolo Eifes, the human Rizzo, the Behemo, are people with Doim with Loi. Chutz me amei, so all they said have no drisa in the game or even going for it. Even going for it. Now you will see that there is one age that has a drisa in going for it. That is something. But that is the dual discussion. But right now we want to discuss the status of the culture. So, Kolo Eifes, they will increase of the Behemo, are people who don't deploy, who is in Ksami Shemidah, Chutzmane, the horse, she needs to increase of the Zoyim with one. So, a horse has a Tristo, has a Tristo in Zoyim with one. A horse. Very much. You can see, I mean, that a horse is used as a symbol of maximum aggression, maximum aggression. Why? Because among the birds, so the hawk is the most aggressive bird that there is. The most aggressive. So a hawk has the greater potential in coming to the dark. It's only for you. You want to show to be so. Logisch is in Salma Bosso. Eloi Nidav Adrecholo, Cheshishim Nidrisote, Sheol Matra. But there is something peculiar to a hawk. If you in regard to a hoot of the lion or of any animal that is a jacket and so on. So if we see a red man on the Bosso of the Behemo, so then it's already a throw. Even though we don't see any naked in the house. But if it is known from the glowing by a lion, we notice that in the Hemo, a red mark on the organism where the glowing was done, some melee we are hated with those things. Matenikin Gabi Hawk, a hawk has a policy. But when can we be reaching that the hawk injected poison into the system of the Johnny McLaughlin or the system of the ether only if we saw that the hawk as it was, let's say it's Johnny McLaughlin or other ether, so it means the naked up in the hawk, penetrating it. But suppose we just saw the hawk made in red mark, then we're not saying. Because in order that the hawk to inject poison, it is necessary that it should be inactive, otherwise. But if it just makes the red mark, so then it cannot inject the poison. George Butler, the infant. The infant, the infant. Now what the Allah of one of these generous and other hawk, take the God, the who Esther, the ancient which you felt it, I mean the same word, the whole show in my own level. So then he forgot. Falcon is falcon bird or cultural myelin. Yes, when you read so behold it, have he will be got to become. In other words, he forgot has greater potential in no other bird. He will be got to become. Ujorite, she aimi matomi adam, she matomi adam, adam aimi, yeishman rito biholo ibe she kamenso, avoloi bihim hamzeilinye, avoloi bihim hamzeilinye, hamei guamitro asprovir, well that's all. יש לי קריטו בכל ראיתי צדק כדי להיות וקושי מתפייר ואפילו הם די ממנו אבל לא ביגעתי כי יעבודים בתנגל באמת לא ממורים בתנגל עם הדל אבל בתנגל יש לי קריטו יש something very remarkable. But I mean, this, we have to say that this is based upon the material. Now, on one hand, we see that the hawk is more of a daring than any other bird. Because any other bird, even if a god, and even a falcon, or even a bird that is more god than the falcon bird. So can any can only be there as an so he says, we will even say that he said a God, Jesus is the Holy, but only an angel, but not in that way, in Islamic in that way, not, in Islamic in that way, only an angel. So we see that the hope is more of a daily innate, is more of a daily than the case of, because a falcon can only be daily as anything. So anything it can be daily got to be got. It can be daily got to be got. Anything. But got to be got. That's it. Daily, they got to be got. And the connection with North, we use the expression got to be got. So a falcon has a greater potential only in infant in birds. But in that case, in the astonishing that case, in those employees, a falcon has no difference. Whereas a hawk and an ape has a greater potential. So we see that a hawk and an ape has more of a greater potential than a falcon. That's one aspect. But then, on the other hand, we see that the falcon can have a potential in birds, even got to be got to. Mashaike, a hawk, does not have a potential in all birds. Nothing got to be got. So that's strange. vis-à-vis d'Oni Moutroyi, vis-à-vis d'Oni Moutroyi, so a hawk has a bigger potential, greater potential than itself. But vis-à-vis, a yati, so a falcon has a bigger, greater potential than a hawk. Right? I mean, so they pointed out. But, I mean, what kind of character of beast that they see here? Or I think that they think that God needs them. The issue is your focus, the whole of environment. So that this is, so that's an issue of God. The issue is the reason. The whole issue, I feel begotten of God, who surely thinks they will matter me a God. Adam is, so the name, in other words, is not so proficient in praying. Not praying with an A, praying with an E, E-Y. So, he's not so proficient in praying as a soul. Because we show it, she matter me Adam is. In other words, a token is more of the bird of prey than an angel. So he says, Yeshman reach of the whole angel she can make them. As a Lord be me, my daily man. Kamei, who is not so proficient in prey, so is the falcon. Yeshwin Grise, Beholo Isi Kadaki, Kinyayin Chayin Sibe, because he is a Perim, but he is a Perim, I will not be Gatim, I will not be Tandiri. So I mean, to Amon has the name, seems to be the biggest villain of all. He has increased the potential even in going with one. Whereas the falcon, which is the biggest bird of prey, so does not have increased the potential. Does not have increased the potential in going with one. But, so on one hand, he expects, so in other words, we see that the name, the hawk, is not the biggest bird of prey. The biggest bird of prey is the falcon. It's the biggest bird of prey. Now, what does it mean, God? If a God means a real bird of prey. Indulgence in prey of another bird. So the biggest bird of prey is the falcon. And then the second degree is then the second. And then Hanin, the hawk, so that is less. So it's a third degree. It's not the first degree. The token represents third degree, the highest degree of the prey. Of the bird of prey. And then we have the second degree. And then the name is the third degree. The name is the third degree. So why do you see that all the different words apply the explanation, the hook, rather than the token to attack against that? But we see from this aloha that the first degree bird of prey is the falcon. And the hawk is the third degree bird of prey. So he says, Hamei to Amitro Akhbadu, Akhbadir, Yesh Pedrisa the Holo Yisra Kadak, the Yeh Yil Chayim Kadak, the Hawk can be to pay him, but a few ain't living in them, have the Lord be got him, the Alphosim be Tamagayim, but a Mezwar of Amor be Tamagayim, and then, have the Tamagayim Yesh Pedrisa. So in other words, you see that that they hope, the aggressiveness of the hope, the aggressiveness of the hope extends only to those whom do the daring, whom do the hope daring, is God. Begin, according to the thinking of the State Department and many so-called Jewish leaders, like Nachum Goldman, and some reform rabbis, some conservative rabbis, and some Orthodox rabbis, you have all kinds of rabbis, so they consider Begin as the hope, and Arafat is the door. He wants to be, Sadat, firstly, he's the real God. Even Arafat, he's the powerful God. Sadat, he's the biggest God that there is today in the world. But you see that according to Halacha, that the aggressiveness of the hope extends to if it's that innocent spouse. Like Yemen, the Hayeshiman, the Kosin, the Tayrin, but in Bilimanu, Avaloy the Gabi, the Avodin Tamigay. In other words, the hook shows his aggressiveness only towards Israel who are not aggressive. But he doesn't show his aggressiveness towards Israel like Avodin Tamigay, who are themselves aggressive. והמד לא אמור אם אתה מגיע עם הדבר אבל כאן יש לי כאן now and then but a falcon can increase the potential a falcon has increased the potential in all ways even God to be God in all ways because the falcon represents first the wind bird of flesh there is the potential, but in going to glory, he doesn't have. Machaik in Yehok, who does not have increased potential in Eifes Gati. He has only increased potential in Eifes Gati. He doesn't even have increased potential in moderate, like I was in Samgeri. According to the first, he is Arafat in the moderate. And according to the Aloche, I was in Samgeri in my moderate. So a hook does not have increased potential even in Avodim Tamigay. But at the same time, he has increased potential in going with God. So how do we understand it? I mean, there's a Messias. Of course, it's a Messias. I mean, Dawache wouldn't say that if that is being conformed to the but why is the Messias though? It seems to me that there is a very simple explanation. We see from the Gemara, according to one Moshe in Rav Chisda, we soon have it, and there is a Machlokes Rishonim, how do we pass like the first Moshe in Rav Chisda, or like the second Moshe in Rav Chisda. Now Rav Chisda says that the Chosu has a Jewish potential, but there are two Rishonim in the Gemara. We learn that, according to one Moshe, Rachide says that the hostel has increased potential in Eifel. He has increased the potential in Dolim Utroni, the hostel, not only in Eifel. He has increased the potential even in Dolim Utroni, only if they should not. If I say that the Dolim Utroni is the poor land, have material, someone who supports them, who defends them, then the hostel has a vision potential. But if they were material, the hostel does not have vision potential in going with one, if they were material. Only if they were material. If going with one, he is material. And then according to the second motion, there are three to hold that the hostel has a vision potential in going with one, even if the going with one is anywhere not. Now, according to the Moshe, that Rav Chisda says, and that's Barabbas, the Gemara says, that's Rav Chisda, someone is Barabbas. So, according to the Moshe, that's according to Rav Chisda, so a Chosu has increased the potential, has increased the potential only even Goyma Goyim, that the Bishop of Eiffel Goyma Goyim, only if the Goyma Goyim has my feeling. So why is it monastery? If the hostel has a venom, so why shouldn't it be able to inject its venom in any situation, even if the hostel, even if the Goyim and Goyim don't have any money. The answer is, a hostel is a real beast. A hostel is a tiger. A hostel is a tiger. Now, but, as a matter of fact, the Gemara of hostel is a catch against the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is that there's any other higher, a lion, a lady, any other higher. Other than the lion, the baby, and the hostel have no greater potential. Have no greater potential at all. Not even in the time to be done. That's the seat of the horse. So that's very strange. In other words, according to the horse, a tiger has no greater potential. Has no greater potential. Even in going with going with the hostel. So how is it possible? What is a hostel? A hostel has a greater potential in Goyim and Goyim. What is a hostel? A hostel is a civilized tiger. Just as they are civilized human beings, so they are civilized tigers. So a hostel is a civilized tiger. So a hostel is a hostel, has a greater potential in Goyim and Goyim. How is it possible? How is it possible for the horse to say that the tiger does not have his physical health. But that the seat of the horse, that's clear. Apparently, if someone is civilized can have more of his physical potential than someone is not civilized. So maybe according to the horse, a horse will be a civilized tiger, so yes, he has the potential in certain situations. But the tiger is an uncivilized tiger, so maybe he doesn't have any future potential. But we see from this Gemara that in order to inject the venom into a certain system, so that is to a certain extent psychosomatic. Because what's the difference between Yeshua Matthew and Yeshua Matthew? Physically, biologically, there is no difference between Yeshua Matthew or Yeshua Matthew. But the answer is, if it's Yeshua Matthew, then the hotel is very relevant. And the hotel does not feel frustrated and nothing bitter. It's very happy. So anyway, even though the hotel has the potential of injecting its venom into the system of the Goyim and Goyim, if you have the will, if the hostel has the will, so to galvanize potential, then the hostel can inject its venom into Goyim and Goyim, into the system of Goyim and Goyim. But as long as the Goyim and Goyim has no material, then the hostel is very contented with itself. So then he's favorably disposed and he doesn't feel frustrated, he doesn't feel any bitter. So then he doesn't try to galvanize his venom potential by injecting the maximum of venom into the system of Goyim and Goyim. Because he's not so angry, the hostel is not angry at the Goyim and Goyim. Whatever he does without any bitterness, without any malice. If Yeshua Matthew is the host of thinking that there are certain people who try to help out the Goyim and Goyim in the innocent land, then the host will become embittered and determined and then galvanize its venom potential. And once it galvanizes its venom potential, so then it can inject its poison into the system of Goyim. I mean, that's the plain shot. So what do they show? That in order to inject the venom into the system of the Goyim and Goyim, so it's psychosomatic. I mean, the psychology of the animal plays a great role. So the melee, Enoch and Arnold, far, as far as the venom potential, the comparative venom potential is between the hook and the token is concerned, so the venom potential in the hook is greater. The venom potential in the hook is greater than the venom potential in the arrow possessed by the token. But the token is much more aggressive. It's much more aggressive than the hook. In other words, from the melee, the falcon is always ready. He is ready to galvanize potential in every situation. But he does not have his venom, cannot affect during the point. It can only affect the bird. But the venom of a falcon cannot affect Dolimutor. He's established that. So in melee, these are the other issues. So where it's not necessary so much venom to kill an Eidgatish of Gatti as it is necessary to kill Dolimutor. So if Falcon doesn't possess that venom potential to be able to destroy the system of Dolimutor, but it has enough venom potential to be able to destroy other insects, other birds, even that which is the God. So that's why it has the potential in that which is the God. The hawk, it has a modicum of aggressiveness, the hawk, but it's not so aggressive as it's only a third degree bird of prey, not the first degree bird of prey. So the melee, it doesn't have the hook. A hawk does not have the audacity to approach and to attack aces that are gotten. You only have the audacity. His aggressiveness, the aggressiveness of the hawk, manifests itself in attacking, if it's acting like hyena, dog, but not the goose, not the dog, not the hen. Not that he doesn't have the venom potential to kill a body of animal. But he's not sufficiently aggressive to attack them. So even if he did attack them, so he didn't do his best. He probably just touched. I mean, he didn't do it with all the fervor, with all the bitterness. That's why a hawk cannot be there But like any case, a token is the first degree bird of prey, so he's very aggressive. The token does not deter itself from attacking any bird, and it does not deter itself from attacking Dolimutor either. But in order to destroy, to affect the Dolimutor, more venom is necessary, and he doesn't have that venom to destroy joint with oil. That's why a falcon cannot be daily joint with oil. Mashaike, a hawk has a venom potential much more than a falcon. But he's somewhat of a moderate. He's certainly more of a moderate than a rabbi. He's somewhat of a moderate, a hawk. So he doesn't approach, he doesn't attack. He says, Gatti, not even moderate, he says, he doesn't attack. He only has the chutzpah, a hawk has the chutzpah to attack dogs. He says, Gatti. Then he attacks. But as far as his very potential is concerned, it is capable even of destroying the joint body. But as far as the freshness of thought, I mean, a joint with one little ends, I mean, they are more vulnerable to attacks than anybody else. So one does not have to be a bit hostile in order to attack a little end. So even the host, who is somewhat of a moderate and is not, he has certain training, but he doesn't exercise his restraint. His restraint vis-a-vis little enemy. So whoever defends himself